Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ number 106. That's Bayis Pnimi, joint share number 106. We're talking about communicating, and one important rule that's very helpful is to set aside fixed time between yourselves for the communicating. If neither of you feel communicating is easy for you, it's hard to communicate feelings naturally or spontaneously, then it's helpful if you both decide, let's set a time, schedule it a certain weekly or daily in a brief point, you know, based upon individual needs. Just as you made time to nurture your relationships when you were dating, you need to make time to nurture your relationships now, no matter how long you're married. If you want to be informal about it, that's fine. If you want to be structured about it, fine, you do what works best. Sometimes if it's too structured, it may seem like forced or unnatural at first, but very often it's effective in helping you learn how to communicate more easily and more naturally, until at some point it becomes a natural part of your learning with one another. But it's important not to lose hope. If communication is awkward, set fixed times and work through it. Don't get frustrated. Recognize its progress. And for some couples, they need the scheduled time. It works that way, by the way, with physical intimacy too. We talked about that as well, that sometimes spontaneous sexual connection is beautiful, but in most marriages, that will create misunderstandings or pressure or neglect. Very often neglect, they drift apart. So to force that structure between themselves, saying we need to have a structure. Within that structure, whatever times you decide that you will be intimate, then you can be spontaneous within that structure. But sometimes the structure is necessary and is helpful and it makes it sustainable. If that applies to physical intimacy, it applies as well for communication. If it doesn't come naturally yet for the couple, to come up spontaneously, to have that open communication, then you schedule it. Not in a crazy, pressured way, but just that they know, now tonight we're going to talk about this. Now how often it is and how long it is and how you decide to structure it in the way you do depends on your circumstances, depends on your personality, depends on many factors. So for example, let's say you decide to meet together and discuss when you're both calm and somewhat rested about your communicating with one another. You may start off by saying one of them will volunteer and say what they did today or this week, what they appreciate about you, or each one of you could express for 3 minutes what you appreciate with each other to get the communication starting in a positive, confident way that will make you feel good about the communication. And perhaps several times a week or regularly, not obsessively, but in a regular basis, in a normal way, to ask your husband or wife, how are you doing? How is he or she doing? And is there anything they're upset about? Is there anything that I can improve upon? Anything we could work together for better? And then listen, like we talked about in the previous two shiurim, the art of listening open-heartedly, generously, and schedule that time to allow venting frustrations too. Again, we talked about in the last two shiurim how to develop a certain self-confidence, a healthy respect where the venting will not get you defensive, but rather you'll be able to have that self-confidence to listen to it and work through it in a beautiful way. So that's number one. The setting fixed times for communication could be helpful for many, many couples. Another thing is, which is very important, is to distinguish when you're talking to each other, a husband and wife, wife to husband, you're talking to each other, distinguish whether it's a venting session or you're actually asking advice on a particular problem to problem solve it. That's a very important thing. Very often, it's stereotypical, it could work both ways. Women have this problem with the men, where the women are venting about something, and the men interprets it, you have a problem, I hear what the problem is, let me offer you a solution. And the women go off the handle. If they offer a solution right away, you don't care, you don't understand, because again, they're dealing with two different lines of thinking. So now this, for most men, what I would tell them, don't jump in and attempt to solve a problem as soon as your wife begins venting about an issue, because it's infuriating to your wife when you do so. Instead, you listen. Instead, you validate before you rush into the problem-solving mode. It doesn't matter if you agree. First, you validate empathetically, and then you move on to the next step. This is interesting. I saw once a round table about marriage. I think Dennis Prager may have been on that. Ben Shapiro was on it. And some other people. It was very, very informative and entertaining. So Ben Shapiro said a few things there. And he said a fascinating point. Now, Ben Shapiro is a politician. He's a firm Jew. Lives in Florida now. Works through Tennessee. He's a very sharp individual. And very, very logical type. Not the emotional type, as you could see very clearly. He's friendly, courteous. But he's very intellectually driven. He's not the emotional type of personality. So he basically, with his wife, and he was open about it, and I thought it was very refreshing to hear that they discussed this particular issue in this round table, where a wife is, something's bothering her, and she has a problem, and she goes over to her husband, I have this problem, I don't know what to do, this and this happened in my relationship with this and this and this, and I don't know how to handle it, and what's the best way, da-da-da-da. And the husband, well-meaning, he means well, he hears the problem, thinks about it in a logical way, and says, oh, sure, no problem, you have this problem? Okay, I'll tell you what to do. And within 60 seconds, gives a solution to the problem, and many times it is the solution. It is the good advice. But she gets more frustrated and angry. You're not listening. You're not getting me. And he's puzzled. He says, what do you mean? You talk to me and unburdened yourself about a problem, and I'm telling you, giving you a good sound advice on how to relieve that problem to make your life better. And very often it is the right, you know, it's the right thing that he's saying. But he's doing it in the wrong way. Because what she wants now is not the solution. She wants to be listened to. She wants the empathy and she wants the validation that you care. So Ben Shapiro said very often, his wife like wants to vent about a problem or upset. Right away, Ben Shapiro, they have this communication. He asks her, are you in the listening empathy mode that you need now? Or the solution-oriented thing? Do you want to answer, you know, a solution-oriented aspect to what you're talking about? He asks this in advance. She knows the language. So if she says, I just want to, and she's open, I just want the listening and empathy, then he goes into that mode. He's a mensch. He will go into that mode and say, I'm not offering solutions now. That's not what you need. You need me to hear you out about what you went through, and, you know, emotionally and internally, and he would do that. And then when there is times where, yes, you're a smart guy, and I need your advice on this, and please help me do this, then he's told that, and then he goes into his normal state of resolving the solution. This is a good etza, by the way, for any couple to do. We said stereotypically it's the women, but it could go the other way around. But for women, it's important for them to do it. The wives, it's important to tell their husbands when something's bothering them. They need to communicate this way based on this share, which is basically a universal education concept anyway, and basically convey to their husbands, I'm not here. We'll talk about solution later if I feel I need it, but right now I just need to be heard about this. And he does the empathetic listening, does not offer a solution. Maybe later when the conversation calms down and she had her fill of being listened to and they're in a calm mode, then he could offer, you know, maybe I suggest you try this or that, or maybe she'll ask herself. So that's the idea. So, but very often sometimes you'll have to skip that problem-solving mode altogether. That unless your spouse asks you specifically, I need your suggestion. I need work. I need a solution. That's different. Otherwise, you say, I know it sounds frustrating. I hear you. I feel for you. You know, and that's what you do. So that's very important. So the scheduling time for communication and distinguishing between venting and ask and getting advice. The next thing is, which is a very interesting concept, which is a stereotypical truth, but it's generally true. Women assume that their marriage is healthy as long as they're talking about it. Men assume their marriage is healthy as long as they are not talking about it. So this is the major, it sounds humorous, but this is a major problem that we need to understand each other's natures to work through. So a husband needs to know, listen carefully, husbands, don't panic when your wife begins processing. Don't try to squelch the conversation. Women biologically talk more, and by doing so, they release dopamine and oxytocin, I don't know how to pronounce it that well, which are the reward and bonding chemicals in the brain. And the happier, it's an experience that women feel when they talk and they share experiences. So don't be eager when you're a husband to deprive your wife of this experience. She needs communication to navigate through the stresses of life and to make it easier for her to deal with the stresses of life. And us jobs as husbands is to listen and to realize the more they allow their wives to talk to them and they are open and wanting to listen to them, the more satisfied their marriages will be. So that's on the men's side to understand. When your wife needs to vent or needs to let out, you listen, and that helps for shalom bayis. It's a tremendous chesed that you're doing, just to be there and to listen and to be empathetic. And for women, if you flood your husband's overly in a negative way in complaints, he may get overwhelmed and shut down. He may lose sight of the fact that it's supposed to be communication producing exchange. So it's important for women when they are doing this to pace themselves, not to like overload completely on their husbands, but pick whatever main thing that's bothering or bothering you or something you want to discuss and stick to that one or two basic points or topics while you're sharing this with your husband so that he doesn't get overwhelmed by it. And that is a tremendous help if both sides understand each other's natures by the men allowing their wives to talk and work through things and not offer solutions but just to show empathy, and for the women to know that this is sometimes hard on their husbands, so they need to measure a little more on their entitled, and they should vent and be open to their husbands and expect their husbands to listen and be empathetic. That's true. That's a legitimate need. That's healthy, but they need to understand the realistic expectation. If you overflood them, they'll shut down. And by doing it in a more measured pace, it'll be easier for them to interact and to bond. Bracha v'atzlacha.